Schippen als Rochtorn.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
Business basis.
How do you like that? Every time I get romantic with you, you want to talk business. I don't know. There's something about me that brings out the business in every woman. All right, we'll talk business. You see that man over there eating spaghetti?
No.
Well, you see the spaghetti, don't you? Now, behind that spaghetti is none other than Hyman Gottlieb, director of the New York Opera Company. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Well, stop following me. I'll have you arrested. Now, I have arranged for you to invest $200,000 in the New York Opera Company.
I don't understand.
Don't you see? You'll be a patron of the opera. You'll get into society. Then you can marry me and they'll kick you out of society. And all you've lost is $200,000.
That's the cue. Now, you'd better say something.
But I never made a speech in my life.
All right, I'll take care of it.
You?
Ladies and gentlemen, I guess that takes in most of you. This is the opening of a new opera season. A season made possible by the generous checks of Mrs. Claypool. I am sure the familiar strains of Verdi's music will come back for you tonight. And Mrs. Claypool's checks will probably come back in the morning. Tonight marks the American debut of Rodolfo Lasparri. Signor Lasparri comes from a very famous family. His mother was a well-known bass singer. And his father was the first man to stuff spaghetti with bicarbonate of soda, thus causing and curing indigestion at the same time. And now, on with the opera. Let joy be unconfined. Let there be dancing in the streets, drinking in the saloons, and necking in the parlor. Play, Don.
I'm Steve Michaud, a young Canadian tenor. I study at Montreal University. And I did my master in opera, and I did some summer opera work. And I'm here to do a show with Opera Ontario about Le Portrait de Manon by Massenet. I'm starting to learn piano and music, very basic, like around 5 or 6 years old. And by this time, I just discovered the world of the classical music. By 15 or 16, I was almost sure and I would like to be on stage. I would like to play theater. And I love music, so the perfect match it was to be an opera singer. At 15 years old, you don't call this like a talent, or you have the premier jet, but you don't really know what is the business and what you have to do and what you have to work on and what is your best things in your voice and what is the worst. So you just feel like, oh, wow, I would like to be here, I would like to be there. When you see an opera, and that's the beginning, you know. And after that, of course, you have to have something like voice, and great voice. And more you go higher in the business, more it's difficult, because you don't listen the music and the vocally part like at the beginning. It's normal, I think. But more you define it, the voice and your voice, and more you focused your spirit on this tricky thing, more you find something to work on. Around 8 years old, I'm starting in the male choir for the church, and after I'm going with the pop music, little by little comes with the opera.
Could you just tell us how many years it takes for an opera singer to train?
That's very difficult to answer this question, because it depends what kind of voice you have first, and where you come from, and what you expect for your voice and your career. More strong and dramatic is your voice, more longer it will take to build your own voice and be very safe about that. So in general, it's approximately 10 years to build a real range, huge range voice like an opera singer. And yes, you still have to train your voice, because what you heard by inside of you is not what's going out. So you always need a person outside to tell you something is right, or maybe this one could be better, or try this, or oh no, don't go this way. And you have to train your voice and the character then you have to play. So it's always a work in progress. My point of view is it's impossible to be too young to start. But it's too young to start in operatic kind of music, you know. It's perfect. 8 years old is perfect to start singing, but not to start singing an operatic, soprano, dramatic kind of aria. That's too much, you know. But when the kids feel I will take some voice lesson, that's good, that's great. So you have so many things to fix before really work on the repertoire. Then you will start when it's come from your heart. You have to learn some language at the university or before. And unfortunately, my first language is not English, and I spoke more in Italiano than in English. Most important operatic language is Italian, Deutsch, German, French, and English. And you have to learn this four language, and you have to know then most of this business is an English world, because it's very international. You can do a big career, you can have a career only in one town or one country. It's too small. So you have to speak more than one language, and of course you have to speak English. I have sung, most of the time I've sung in Quebec provinces, in Montreal, but I've done some concerts in the United States, France, and Italia for a summer concert, a summer festival. And in Italia, I've sung in Roma, Firenze, Venezia, Lugano. Lugano, it's a little place just at the bottom of Lago del Garda, and Milano, in the very little recital hall in the Scala di Milano, but it was not the main stage of the Scala, it was the little one, but it's almost the Scala. And in France, I've sung in Nice, Bordeaux, Dijon, and around Canada. And I did a tour with Les Jeunesses Musicales du Canada last year. And I've done Don José from Carmen. And the tour, it was Ontario, Quebec, and all the eastern provinces. For sure, you're always nervous about... It's a mix between nervous and anxious. And you don't know the hall, you don't know the public, you don't know how is the acoustic, you don't know. But you always feel good about the show or the performance, you know. I'm always enjoying the performance. But I think one of the best is when I did, the first time I did Peter Grimes by Britain in Montreal. It was my first opera on main stage in Wilfrid Pelletier Hall. It's a huge concert hall, like about 3,000 seats. And when I'm going on stage for the first time at the rehearsal, I was like, whoa. I feel like I'm waiting this moment since years ago. So, and I feel very good. And by this time, I knew that I will work on this business and I will be there for the rest of my life.
Oh. are listening to Radio Free School.
It's none of my business, but I think there's a brace of woodpeckers in the orchestra.
The worst for me, it was last year in tour with Carmen, and I was in Newfoundland around a little town, Stephenville, and I was in the car between Gander and Stephenville, and it was the day off between two shows, and the road was very slippery. We lost the control, yeah, and I had a little accident, but every people was okay, but you know, the nerves and oh my god. And just we spent 2 hours on the road with the very bad weather. When we get in Stephenville, everybody was like, oh my god, how can I sing this opera tonight? And the hall, it was very big, but the town of Stephenville is almost an American base, airport base, so it was in the public, the audience, it was only maybe 50 or 60 person, and we feel like you're the worst singer in the world, you know. You can do a great show when you're like that and in this condition. I think it's the worst in my young life. I like very much Puccini and Verdi kinds of opera, like Tosca. For me, Chiara Rossi is wonderful, and I like the character. I think is very close to me. I love Tosca and Puccini in Bohemes too. Rodolfo in Bohemes. Carmen, Werther, Peter Grimes, and Big Verdi. Every very lyrical opera and romantic, it's my favorite opera. You're traveling a lot. You meet some different people. You learn a lot of things from different culture. You discover a very nice place. And I think the first one is you do what you like. You should have a really, really good training about music, knowing strongly the music and work on your voice every day. Every day, because it's a long, long way. And be confident about yourself and your voice. It's a big, small business. It's a small business in a big world. So you have to be very sure of yourself and sure of what you want to do, what you're hoping for, and to be very strong by this way. Because most of the time, you know, at the beginning, you have all what you have is by audition. So an audition, it's the faith, your destiny. You just can do your best. And maybe it will be your best. Maybe this day it's the worst day of your life. And the panel, they don't know this. And they don't have to know this. So most of the time on 10 performance, then you will do 7, 8, you feel bad or you have something about your voice, about you didn't sleep well, or you're traveling a lot, or you lose the conductor, or you don't see because you miss your eyes contact somewhere, or you always have something, you don't hear the hall, you don't feel the audience with you, or, you know. So you have to be very, very sure about yourself. And on 10 person, 5 they will like you and 5 no. And you never know why. Maybe it's the voice, maybe it's your body, maybe it's your hair, maybe it's, you know. And you can do this career if you always think then it's from your voice. That's strange, but true. Your voice is a little part of who you are. And when you get in this job, you spend around 1 month or maybe more in a place with some people around you, very close. So, of course, you have to have a nice voice and be a musician and musical and flexible, but you are a person and you work with other person. So the voice is important, of course. But if you have a great voice, but you're very complicated to work with, nothing will happen. So that's my advice.
Welcome to my shop. Let me cut your mop. Let me save your crop. Daintily, daintily. Hey, you. Don't look so perplexed. Why must you be vexed? Can't you see you're next? Yes, you're next. You're so next. How about a nice close shave? Teach your whiskers to behave. Lots of lather, lots of soap. Please hold still, don't be a dope. Now we're ready for the scraping. There's no use to try escaping. Yell and scream and rant and rave. It's no use, you need a shave.
Ooh, ouch, ouch, ooh, ouch, ooh, ooh, ouch.
Then you're nice and clean. Although your face looks like it might have gone through a machine.
I've seen Carmen and Figaro. I didn't like Figaro. I like Carmen.
What was wrong with Figaro?
I couldn't understand the language. It was like Italian. At least with Carmen, it was French, so Mummy could understand it and tell us.
Okay, when you went to the opera, didn't you knew what the story was about, didn't you?
Yeah, but we didn't know it when the actual thing was coming. The funny thing was when they were flying away with the ladder. That's the only thing we could actually understand. We missed most of the jokes when Daddy was reading the words to us because we couldn't do it fast enough because we're readers. We can read okay. We could read okay. We weren't very good then. We are not very good now because we haven't practiced, but we're going to practice maybe. Madeline's practiced and I've practiced. We practiced recently, maybe a few weeks ago, months maybe.
Okay.
Years maybe.
Okay, so, but tell me.
Carmen was nice. Mommy read it to us. I could read easier, because that stayed a little longer. The words were narrower, because it was on our TV. It was nicer. It was nicer. I didn't like the figure on music. It was like da 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 da. That's why we're so big and bigger. That's a copy of Figaro. That was our copy of Figaro.
How about you, Madeline?
But you did.
What was your experience? Did you enjoy going to the opera to see Figaro?
Huh? Figaro keeps going. And all this silly music.
And you didn't like the music?
Some of it was okay. But I didn't fancy it too much.
What did you like about Carmen?
Well, she had nice music. You know,
and I like the story more.
It's like about Carmen. Like, I don't like that guy though, that man that killed her. Don Jose's really dumb.
Going to Figaro.
It was okay when you were actually getting dressed for it, but it wasn't very fun when we came. No one could see our dresses anyway. It was much more fun than Nutcracker, but it was a ballet. The end!
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.